That was our hope anyway, that they would take some of it and run with it.
And that's interesting because it suggests that the kind of cynical materialism that we think of, that that's just a kind of veneer, that people are just waiting for it to be peeled away, that it's experienced as a kind of relief or pleasure when it's peeled away.
Right, yeah. And I think that that's where they found that, you know, when you were able to peel those layers away, you could actually get to, you know, to the meaning and to the heart of kind of, and their sense of purpose and what is it and why am I doing what I'm doing and what really does matter to me and are these choices reflective of that, and or are they just kind of digging me deeper into this hole and this place where it's, you know, that I don't really want to be. And so, you know, I guess I can't underscore the value of some of that, you know, whether it's for us as adults resetting our habits, you know, mm-hmm. as we're on our journey, and or, you know, for these young people, you know, that they have this advantage now of having this perspective for, you know, later on or in their life, whether it's, you know, around career, vocation, choice they may make, around how much student loan debt they decide to take on or not, around, you know, what sort of spouse, partner they decide to be in a relationship with, you know, and the list goes on. I mean, you know, these are big things. And, you know, having an actual point of view about this matters, right? And it can enhance your, I would say, significantly enhance your quality of life.
Could this be a model for a kind of AA for consumerism? You know, that could...
Right on, man. Right on. I would say without question. That's exactly when I was listening to your talk. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is, you know, and I think I had mentioned to you briefly in my email. So I was, you know, somewhat influenced by the fact that, you know, my dad did a lot of, you know, his professional work in the addictions field. Mm-hmm. And so for, you know, I had that as part of my own sort of narrative, you know, recognizing that there was particularly in my dad's side, you know, there were addiction issues. And so, I think what I saw is by opening up this space, it created this sort of, you know, as you spoke into, this sense of connection. And that connection gave people an opportunity to be in a examine this in a different way, in a non-judgmental way, because that's one of the things I articulated early on. You know, welcome to the no judgment zone. This is, you know, we all have things good and not so good around this topic, but that's not why we're here. We're here to really sort of peel it back, understand, get a little bit more insight on ourselves, on the culture, and then kind of put those puzzle pieces together to have a life that's more meaningful and more substantive.
And why do you think it worked? I know that's a big question, but...
Yeah. Well, I think for some of the things I described, I mean, I think there was, you know, when you're in a place of kind of darkness, you know, and I'm not suggesting that every, you know, parent or child, you know, was coming in like completely in the dark or, you know, in that space of darkness, but clearly some of the adults, you know, had been there. And remember, you know, in 08, you know, the economy's melting down around us, right? So it was almost in real time. It was really bizarre. But I think one of the things is that it gave them, you know, again, a framework to be able to more articulately, you know, I'm not suggesting the passion or the energy should be taken out of it, but I think to be in a more of a sort of a space of, you know, what I call the sane middle, where they can be in this discussion and conversation. It's not about right or wrong. It's about creating the sane middle and then the inherent value that adds to their family. And I think because they saw such immediate sort of results, and they were so eager and willing to be in this space, and they saw that a little time and energy invested, both the youth and the adults, you know, again, really led to something substantive. I just have to believe that really propelled them to kind of hang with it. So, because yeah, it was some months later going back for that third time study. And that's where, you know, quite frankly, that's where the rubber meets the road. Was it sort of an anomaly? Hey, it's great. They're in these learning sessions. Or was there something really substantive that stuck? And it was. And I guess the other thing too, is it doesn't, you know, we sometimes try to overthink these things. And so when we boiled it down to this idea of, okay, you know, again, raising awareness, getting them in these experiments, particularly around the share and the save and the spend, recognize that there's a lot of stuff underneath that, letting them be in these open-ended conversations, you know, not with a specific answer, but there are many right answers around that. I think that gave people permission and these families permission to kind of be in this space in a different way. And mm-hmm. and inherently in that, you know, there was, you know, all I can say is that the results were the results. And, you know, I think the power of community was huge. It was absolutely huge.
Did you have anyone at the end who was still saying, no, I'm just a materialist? I mean, I would phrase it like that, but did...
I think most of them, you know, the needle shifted, you know, some, more than others. But, you know, sure. I mean, you know, you still have, you know, think of the age too. I mean, you know, you're talking about 13, 14, 15, 16 year olds who are in the, you know, they're in the gauntlet like every day, you know, with this topic. And yet though, you know, all I can say is the results were the results. And so, you know, I think when you give people different insight and or new insight and different choices that aren't terribly complicated, you know, and you stand back and you give them space to sort of take it on and not to be in a place of judgment, because I think a lot of parents admitted that they often with their children were in a place of judgment. It gave them sort of some new operating room, new guardrails to allow for some differences and recognize that their child didn't need to be exactly like them or vice versa. But there was still some, you know, they still saw their daughter who perhaps was maybe a little more materialistic than they would like, and yet still doing good for others. You know, maybe, you know, didn't have a whole lot of tendency to save and started, you know, putting some resources away and having some goals around that. So within all of that, I think that, you know, yeah, it was, I think there were degrees of shift, of change, and it was certainly enough that, you know, it showed itself, and it wasn't, you know, I'd love to say it was some sort of a magic wand. Well, actually I wouldn't, because a magic wand is not real. And so what it did is it stripped that away, and it actually said, okay, when we use, you know, kind of a space, a framework, when we allow our experiences to come into it, and we also learn from others and are willing to be open to other points of view, man, we can really elevate this thing. And I think they saw a bit of kind of exponential sort of learning happening because of the space that they happened to be in. And admittedly, you know,